This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Summer of Loud Tour is coming to Jiffy Lube Live. We've got tickets for you in 1 hour right here on Grant and Danny. Make sure you're listening at 4 o'clock on The Fan.
Listen to Grant and Danny, this radio program, which is exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morab, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Those guys are huge Commanders
fans. The best.
I'll bet the Allen release is stinging them a little bit. Because like most fans, I mean, they love that guy.
Yeah, stings me.
Stonebridge High School, local dude, born and raised here, played here, fan favorite. But today, to me, after 8 years and his performance early in the season before his injury, I thought he finished really well. But I thought he'd become expendable at the number that they're going to clear up by moving on from him. You hate to say it, but it's business. Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We find our guy Logan Paulson, longtime NFL tight end and former Redskin. Logan, why don't we start with Bobby Wagner coming back? Your thoughts on his importance to the locker room and to the defense last year, the type of player you think he can be at 35 years old, and re-signing him to the one-year deal that they did?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, I think it's great that Bobby's back. You know, I think the leadership and all the stuff that he brought from that standpoint has been well documented. And I think that's something that's incredibly critical. And I know, like, at, you know, 35 years old, he's not the player he was, you know, at 25 or 26, but I do think that he is still serviceable. And I think the one thing that I appreciate about Dan and the staff in general is they really understand what he does well. And, you know, he's the captain of the defense. He commands the defense. He can communicate the defensive call to the defensive line, the secondary, the rest of the linebackers. He can play that chess game at the line of scrimmage with the quarterback, which is extremely important. So all those things I think are extremely critical. And I think they're not going to ask him to do things that he's not good at or not comfortable with. And I think that's the sign of really good coaching. So I think that signing, his return is extremely important and very critical. And so really excited that he's back and in the Commander's uniform again.
Is the mailman close by, or is there like somebody prowling around outside looking what's going on with the dog?
Yeah, we're watching a dog, you know, watching a new puppy, and the new puppy likes to bark at like quite literally everything. So he's letting you know that he's
what kind of
someone
puppy?
Around out front.
He loves veteran linebacker breakdowns.
What kind of puppy?
Yes, he does like that. It's a German Spitz, actually. He's 8 months old, and so yeah, he's been quite the handful, actually.
Well, I get steamed up for a puppy. Does he have puppy breath? I'll come over and let him lick my nose.
He's about 8 months, so, you know, like, not quite like puppy, but, you know, still
puppy adjacent.
Yeah.
Danny's a big puppy guy. Sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes he'll even acknowledge a puppy if it's there. He might even bend down and pet it real quick before moving on and scoffing at it.
Yeah, just, you know, normal human behavior. Here's my question for you. This run defense struggled at times last year. How does Bobby Wagner fit into that? I don't want to say like it was his fault. I don't think that's fair. It's such a team game, and run defense to me is about, you know, sort of team and commitment and everybody's doing something right, but where does he fit in to a group that probably needs to improve there?
Yeah, so I think that's a longer conversation and one that we could probably spend a couple hours talking about, quite frankly, is I do think that, you know, obviously the red defense wasn't up to snuff last year in a lot of categories, but I don't think that's entirely on Bobby. I don't think that's, you know, obviously he plays his role in it, but I do think when you look back and watch kind of the areas and times that they struggled at with that over the course of the season, it's just guys really not doing what they should be doing all the time, you know, and I think as you get more pieces back like Bobby, more guys that are more familiar, more guys that understand the defensive vision, and more guys that play within the defensive scheme, I think you'll get a better product. So I think that's probably the number one thing I'd like to see going into the next year for the run defense is just kind of guys being in the gap they're supposed to be in, fitting the way they're supposed to fit, forcing guys to the force player, the correct force player. And so I think all that stuff is something that I'm looking forward to seeing and something that I'm hoping gets better, you know, as you get more pieces consistently in the defense.
Can they be a really good team defending outside zone in the run, which they were so bad at last year, and have a Mike linebacker who's not fleet of foot? Because I'm super happy that he's back, but my point is there's strengths and weaknesses to it, right, when you have a 35-year-old guy whose lateral speed maybe is slowing down.
Yeah, I think that's 100% right. But I think it's something 100% you can do. And I think when you look at the edge play specifically, the edge defenders and their ability to set hard edges, like specifically in the outside zone game, I think Bobby did a great job fitting in those situations. Obviously, when you have soft edges to defenses, you know, where guys are either letting that get strung out or they play inside and they lose contain on the defense. Like, I don't care how good you are. I don't care how fast you are. You're going to have a hard time fitting that run. So that's more what I'm referring to is like getting edge play that's a little bit more consistent, a little bit more physical. And again, I'm not saying that was all the time with those guys, but I do think there were certain guys that played outside the system a little bit and it paid off for them at times, but also it hurt the defense. And I think like that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I think that helps the interior players too. I think that helps Johnny Newton. I think that helps Deron Payne. When you can set those hard edges to the defense and force the run back into the teeth of the defense, like that stuff's going to be huge moving forward. And, you know, that's something that, again, that's more what I'm referring to is making sure those hard edges are set, because then it allows Bobby to do what Bobby does well, play off blocks, fit runs, get underneath stuff and make plays.
Our guy Logan Paulson with us here on G&D. Just one more sort of run defense adjacent to Bobby Wagner. What do you think they need personnel-wise to kind of change some things up here? I know we've been kind of dancing around and talking about a couple things. I mean, obviously everybody playing their responsibilities every time is essential, but is there an upgrade potentially, like a different kind of player that might fit what Witt and Quinn want to do?
Yeah, I think that's a question more for Adam Peters, honestly. And I think what I would say there, just looking at the type of guys they brought in, you know, they bring in Johnny Newton, they bring in Jean-Baptiste, guys that are a little bit lighter, a little bit kind of more pass rush focused. I think Dante Fowler is another great example of that. Obviously, I don't think that was kind of the vision going in. Cleveland Farrell was supposed to be the guy kind of starting, but injuries and Dante Fowler's play kind of allowed Dante to play a little bit more. And again, setting edges in the run game isn't Dante's like forte. He gets sacked, and that's why he's here. But I think they want guys that can penetrate, get upfield, be aggressive. They want that defensive line to be as aggressive as they can possibly can be. And I do think that maybe informs the type of player that they're looking to bring in for sure. And also, I think it, again, it leads to some of these issues in the front. So, yeah, I think stylistically they've shown you the type of person they want. Someone who's going to get off the ball quickly, shed blocks, penetrate, be disruptive. But when you do that, when that's your identity, it does leave you susceptible to some of these kind of gashes in the run game, because you're creating vertical space in the defense, or you can create vertical space in the defense, specifically on runs like traps and whams. So I think this is who they want to be. I think they can clean some of the stuff up, like you said. But I think what I would expect is them to bring in more guys like this, because this is kind of the formula that Dan was looking for in Dallas, and I think kind of a personnel type that they've already started looking for here in Washington.
Logan Paulson on Grant and Danny. That's Logie with a G, not Loki, the character from Thor, based on the mythological deity of the same name. Logan, what about John Allen's release? What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that I think we all kind of have been expecting, and I know it hurts. I know he's been around here for a long time. I know, you know, he grew up right down the street from my house, you know, went to Stonebridge High School, and it's great that he's been such a pillar of the community and such a stalwart member of the team kind of through thick and thin. And so it's always tough when a guy like that is asked to move on. But I think you said it beautifully when I got on, like at some point, you know, time waits for no man. As good as you are, like it's always going to catch up to you. And when the number you're being paid doesn't correlate exactly to your production on the field, like, this is going to be the result. So I think ultimately that's the where I settle on it. Like, John's a great guy. He's a great commander. They should have him back here as much as possible. He's been a great member of the community. But, you know, football, again, doesn't wait for you. And I think the number he was being paid didn't necessarily match what he was doing on the field.
That's very well said. In terms of other guys that are kind of hanging out there, free agents, do you expect some others to be back, whether it's on either side of the ball?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do. I definitely think guys like Zach Ertz are ones that come to mind. I think with his production last year, his role in kind of being such a pillar of that offense, I definitely expect him to be back. Or I expect him to try to get him back. We'll see, you know, if the dollars and cents line up. Because, again, I think people underestimate how well he played. The casual fan, they see the name, but to see the amount of touchdowns, to see the amount of the third down efficiency, the fourth down efficiency, the red zone efficiency, like, that would be a huge piece to get back. I would expect to see OZ back in some capacity again, maybe Brown to be back. Obviously, I think Diami's going to have a bigger market, but the other Brown, I'm forgetting his first name at the moment.
Noah,
I think, will be back. Again, I think he did a great job when he was healthy. I think Jeremy Chinn, again, if the dollars and cents line up on that, that feels like one that I would expect to be back here very soon. Again, because they played well, they fit the scheme. But I do think that people underestimate how well Jeremy played, how well Zach played, and I think their potential markets could be better and bigger long-term than I think the casual Commanders fan might be anticipating.
Logan Paulson with us, making some sense of some of the early decisions of the offseason here on Grant and Danny. What'd you make of the Deebo Samuel trade?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I was a little bit surprised that they went through it. It felt like kind of a big swing. But then the more and more I thought about it, the more excited I got. And what I mean by that is I just thought, like, here's a guy that, you know, isn't necessarily the most refined route runner. He doesn't catch the football at a super high level. He's kind of like a souped-up running back. And I thought, like, you know, how does that fit here with Cliff? And when you look at this offense last year, they were 30th in explosive plays. And I will say, Deebo in 2023 had 29 explosive plays kind of on his own. And they're not like he's catching the ball deep down the field. He's like catching a 5-yard out, breaking a tackle and running for 15, or he's catching a bubble screen and running for 50. He's catching a slammer screen versus Philadelphia and running for 45 for a touchdown. And so all of those plays I just described are plays that Washington runs in their kind of base offense. And when you look at how efficient they were last year, you know, those 18-play, 15-play drives, you say, how do we get more explosive in the context of that? And I think you bring in a skill set, you bring in a player that can do that and just immediately raise the floor of stuff you're really good at already. And so the more I thought about it, the more excited I got. Obviously, you have to manage him and his injuries. I think this staff showed last year that they can do a great job of that. Zach Ertz stayed healthy for the whole, for the entire season. Bobby, who's an older player, same thing. I think they did a great job of managing people's kind of chronic pain and injury stuff. And I think Debo is going to fall into that bucket. And again, I think you're going to get a motivated player. So the more I thought about it, the more excited I became. And now it just comes up, it falls on Cliff of finding out the best use for him in this offense with Jaden Daniels leading the charge.
So speaking of best use, so Debo, like, and I want you to correct me if you think I'm just speaking out of school here, Logan, but to me, he's more weapon than he is. This is my number two receiver now. I want to line him up everywhere and kind of keep defenses guessing and make them accountable for every blade of grass to open up not only him, but everybody else. What's the next type of receiver that should go with that to complement them? Is it, you know, is it Donnie deep threat? Is it Possession Peter? Is it somewhere in between? Like, what would be the perfect third guy to fit now with McLaurin and Debo Samuel, my Swiss Army knife?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think you want a guy that kind of falls in that traditional, like, Z type role. You know, De'Ami Brown would be great in that role. Noah Brown would be great in that role. Obviously, you can get somebody maybe in that draft, like Thornton from Tennessee, that 6'4 kid who ran the 4.3. Again, a guy that can kind of create some vertical space in the defense, a guy that's going to block for you on screens and stuff. I think, you know, OZ did a great job of that last year. It's a role that is very complementary, but one that you need to kind of, when your number's called, you need to hit on. So, again, I don't think you need to go, you know, obviously T. Higgins is under the franchise tag now, but I think there were a lot of fans who were saying we need to get that type of guy here, or DK Metcalf, for example. I don't think so. I think you're looking for more of a supplemental piece, a guy that just does the fundamental receiver stuff at a really high level, and a guy that, again, can take some of the – just create space in the offense just through his vertical speed, through his physical presence. And again, like, look at Noah Brown, look at OZ, look at Jamison Crowder. They all kind of filled in that role this year. I think it shows you that you don't need someone crazy dynamic. You just need someone who's going to get you on base. And I think because of what Jaden Daniels can do at the quarterback spot. So I think that's more what I'm looking for. And again, if you have some physical horsepower upside to the player, I'm all for that. But I think you just need to get a guy who's really good at football and can play that number two spot at a high level.
Logan, I got a tweet here from somebody who said, you guys should ask about Dan Quinn and his defense is not being able to stop the run. Playing the run on the way to the quarterback is great if the players actually stop the run. And so then while you were talking, I looked it up. And just going back to Atlanta, you know, through Dallas, run rankings of 23, 17, 15, 16, 28 in his last, like, 5 years, kind of, if you give him credit for Washington last year, even though he wasn't the DC. But is there something to that? I mean, I'd have to do more research to see if it's always been the case. But it makes sense to me in that, like you said, they kind of like the lighter rushers like a Dante Fowler. Is that a thing that comes with the good of Quinn, is that maybe you're not going to be a formidable team against the run, or you disagree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's something that they've chosen to be. And what I mean by that is I think that they obviously kind of from a personnel standpoint have selected these guys that can be disruptive in terms of kind of creating tackles for loss, creating sacks. And I think when you look at defensive production and when you look at what they did this last year, they were very comfortable playing kind of these lighter boxes, you know, 6-man, 7-man boxes versus 7 and 8-man rushing surfaces. And so what that tells me is that they're kind of trying to mitigate the explosive play. That's smart. That's kind of the way the modern NFL is going. And with those kind of undersized dynamic athletes in the front, you really are kind of hunting for those explosive defensive plays. So the tackle for loss, the sack, the batted pass on first down. And then when they are in these second and long, third and long situations, you maximize that situation, you get off the field. And I think, you know, for as difficult as this defense, maybe kind of from a 1,000-foot view, kind of it seemed to the fan, I think they did a really good job of, again, being opportunistic. And, like, you know, I chart every play after every game, and one of the things that comes up to me is there's a lot of red in the ledger with this defense. There's times you're like, oh, man, that could have been a PBU or that's an explosive play. But when it comes time to, like, really batten down the hatches, they do a really nice job of that. Red zone, third and long situations, they usually get off the field. And that's something we haven't seen here for a couple of years. So Do I think it doesn't always feel good? Yeah, but when I look at the results, they're able to win football games. They're able to get the ball back to the offense. And when you're an offensive kind of base football team, it's okay for the defense to kind of fall into this bucket of being slightly more opportunistic as opposed to dominant. Now, obviously, I think that's something you're pushing for and looking for. And he's coached dominant defense. He's been a part of dominant defense. I think you look at those Seattle teams that he coached with, he understands what that looks like. But I think these are conscious choices that him and Joe Witt Jr. are making, kind of given the personnel that they have available at the moment, to maximize their defensive philosophy.
All right, I'm going to finish things up here by asking you to pick one or the other. If they were to address one of the two things I'm giving you, which would you prefer? Are you ready?
Yes.
An elite standout corner or a stellar top-of-the-line edge?
Oh, I'd probably go stellar top-of-the-line edge, man. I think just watching this group last year and what they were able to do from a generating pass rush standpoint, using Frankie Louvre, losing Dorrance Armstrong, using Dante Fowler in these multiple looks, multiple situations, and creating consistent pressure, I think adding an elite piece to that's going to be really fantastic. So something that I can't wait to see from
that
group.
I like that. All right, we're going to go rapid fire. Home run hitting running back or a weapon at wide receiver? Two.
Weapon at wide receiver, two.
Okay. Really good right tackle or really good guard?
I would prefer a good tackle.
Okay. And then kale or romaine lettuce?
I'm going to go kale.
Yeah, I thought so. More nutrient value, right? Denser nutrient-wise, right, Logie?
Yeah, a little more dense, a little more fiber. You know, it seems like the right move.
Roughage.
Thank you for joining us, buddy. Always good to catch up.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, you got it. Logan Paulson on Grant and Danny, getting us up to speed on all the moves the Commanders have been making.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.